Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's up? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live on the Heart Love Radio Show. I know that some people might be out there doing some other things tonight, but for those who come through, I appreciate you coming through tonight, being a part of this of this event, and I appreciate you guys coming through, those on Blog Talk Radio, those on Facebook Live, and those on IG. What's up? I hope you guys are doing well. Just want to come through tonight just for a little bit. I know some people are out and about, but I just want to come through, spread some hope, spread some joy, and talk to God just for a few minutes. I just got off the phone with my father. He's doing well, and he's hanging in there, you know, so you guys get a chance to send a shout out to my dad, Big G. And it's so good to be here with you guys tonight. You know, tonight, what do I want to talk about? You know, I'm talking about love. Let's talk about love. You know, we've got to love more. We got to show that love. We got to spread that love, spread that hope, spread that joy. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love because he first loved us. Anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. You know, I just want to encourage you guys. I just want to encourage you tonight to spread that love. If you say, I love God, you know you're not supposed to hate your brother. You know, if you love God, you're not supposed to. You might dislike your brother. But hate is a different word. When you say the word hate, like my mother would say, son, don't say the word hate. That's such a strong, strong word. Say dislike. Don't say hate. That's such a big word. And it is such a big word. You know, because guess what? If I want God to forgive me, you know, then I've got to forgive as well. I've got to forgive as well. You know, the whole thing I was talking to saying something, I put something on one of my memes or one of my posts, as far as like protecting your peace. You've got to protect your peace. And sometimes, guys, that protecting your peace, you know, you love God, you do your best to love your neighbor, to treat your neighbor as you treat yourself. And sometimes you just got to separate yourself from some people. Sometimes you have to block some doors. Sometimes you have to say, you know what, you know, one thing about it is that we cannot be held responsible for other people and how they process things. Because guess what? Everyone is a unique individual. And guess what? Everyone is going to deal with what everyone has to deal with. You know what I'm saying? You're going to deal with what you've got to deal with. Man. So sometimes it just happens like that. Sometimes you just got to deal with what you got to deal with. It's a matter of how do you deal with it. How do you deal with it? You know, when you're supposed to be dealing with some things, how do you deal with it? How do you deal with things when you're going through something? How do you deal with it? Yeah, I had to make my screen a little lighter or for my IG. You know, but you love. You love, you love, you love. When you're going through it, you love. When you're dealing with that mess, you love. When you're dealing with some hate, because you're going to get some hateration sometimes, you love. But when you get to this part right here, 1 John 4:19, We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. So you say you love God, then you got to love your brother. It doesn't mean that you got to be all up in that person's face, your brother or sister's face. It just means, you know, you love them, you respect them, they're a human being, okay. You know, I love God. You know, so if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he's a liar. Or anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen, not love God whom he has not seen. So how can you love God if you haven't seen him, but your brother's right in front of you and you hate him? So how can you love your brother? So how can anyone, how can you not love your brother? How can you not love your brother whom you see, who's right in front of you, but you know, that person cannot love God whom he has not seen. What's going on, Alicia? What's going on? What's going on, Alicia? How are you doing, my fellow DESA sister? Hope you're doing well. First of all, thank you for coming through. You know, tonight is not like, I'm just talking off the top of my head tonight, for real. But talking from my heart, and I come from John, First John 4:19. Talking about love. You know, this whole thing about love is how you treat people. How do you want to be treated? You know, and it says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 21, it says, and he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother. So if you say you love God, you know, whoever loves God must also love your brother. So it's not saying maybe. No, it's saying you must love your brother. Now, loving your brother does not mean you got to be manipulated by the person. It doesn't mean that everything that a person asks you to do, you got to do because you love them. That's not what it is. But it's about respecting that individual, respecting that person. That person is an individual. Taking into account that person has feelings. And you're adding this with the rest of Scripture. You know, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. You know, it's about all those things together, all of those things. You know, it's about all those things. Love. And what would happen in our lives if we just love? You know, we can talk about all these other different things. We can talk about the other fruits of the Spirit. We can talk about faith, hope, and love. But, you know, the greatest of these, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the greatest of these is love. We can talk about all these things. What happens if you don't have love? What happens if you don't have love? You know, so many people out there want to just feel validated and feel like their thoughts count, feel as if that they're not alone. You know, one of the things I've learned, and I've learned a lot of life's lessons, even recently, even more so since my mom passed, for real, I've learned a lot, even a lot more. Like, oh, yeah, Mom, you're right about this. Oh, yeah, Mom, you're right about that. Now, did I let her know that stuff? Of course not. It's like, I'm joking. No, I told her a lot. I told her right that some. I told her we'd had this conversation. I said, Mom, you know, you were right about a lot of things. And I said, so I'm listening to you, you know, give kudos. My mom wasn't perfect because no one's perfect, right? But, you know, but it takes a lot to understand that, you know, that we can learn a lot if we are willing to what? Listen, we're willing to apply. That's what it's about. What's going on, Robert? You know, what's going on with you? You know, there's a lot of things that we can do. There's a lot of things that God wants to do in us. We just have to be willing. You know, to listen, be willing to do. You know, so, yeah, so I did share with my mom before she passed. I said, yeah, Mom, you know, you were right about a lot of stuff, you know. And, you know, guys, it's funny. We see kids now, youngsters, and I talk with some of the youngsters. They think they know everything. It's like, you don't know anything. I said, you think you know, but you're only 15 or 16. You think you know, but you don't know yet. When you've lived 35-something years, plus years, there's some things you can say. But listen, there's always a teachable moment. There's always a moment where we can actually learn from each other. And the older can learn from the youngers. Because just because you're older doesn't mean that you know more than the youngsters. But there are some lessons that you do know because you've lived longer. Stick around, you'll find out, right? In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. You know, I'm going to tell you this. The fruit of Spirit, you know, again, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Listen, but the fruit of Spirit, and now listen to this. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and you read that where it ends up saying that, you know, love is patient, right? Love is kind. It does not envy. Does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. This is love. You know, so when you say, I love you, is your love patient? Is your love kind? Is your love envy? Does it boast? Is it proud? If it is, it's not love. That's not love, right? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes. Love always perseveres. Love never fails. What do you guys think about that? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. But when you go down to verse 13, it says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. You know, so that's the greatest. The greatest thing you can do in your life is to love. The greatest thing you can do is to spread hope and spread joy. You know, there are people who are contemplating suicide, who think about committing suicide on a daily basis. Spread love. Your love, your smile can change someone's life. I remember, and I've shared this before, a few years ago, I know my mom was alive during that time because I shared this with her. Someone actually called into the show. They actually called me. And I called in. They hit me up after the show. And they said, Reverend Dr. G, I was about to commit suicide. They said, I had written that person. I'm not going to say the gender because I'm not going to make it where someone can try to figure out who that person was. But the person said, I had written a letter out to my kids stating how I was going to commit suicide. I was planning on walking outside and just stepping in front of a truck or something. And this is what the person told me. The person said, my computer gave me a ding and said it was giving that person a notice to come to the Hard Love Radio show. That person said, I came to your show and what you spoke touched my heart, and I did not do it. I know they didn't do it because I was talking to them. And I praise God because you never know what your message can do. You never know, guys, how you can affect someone else's life. So, and, you know, sometimes, guys, when I'm thinking, I'm like, are people coming out? Are people really listening? And people are like, they hit me up. They say, I come through, but I don't say anything. I do come through, and I do listen to you. Thank you. Keep up the good works. I do come and I do listen. And the thing about this is that people come, and they might not come right now. They might come later, and they can listen to it and see the program, see it later, whether they're on IG, whether they're on Facebook Live, or whether they're on Blog Talk Radio. So I appreciate you guys coming through. Why am I saying that? Listen, love never fails. The greatest of those virtues, faith, hope, and love, the greatest one is hope, is love. For God so loved the world that he what? Gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. You know, guess what? God so loved the world. You know, then while we were yet sinners, that other scripture, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's love. That is love. Love is an action word. And love does not equate with money, because I think sometimes when we hear the I love you, love cash some money. You know, it's not, that doesn't equate to love. How about giving up? Listen, guys, we got to stay focused. You know, I saw this movie the other day. Well, today is Tuesday, so the other day, I guess, was yesterday. And I saw it earlier in the day, and my mind was, I forgot about a whole bunch of things I was supposed to have done. My mind was totally gone. But the movie was called After Death, something like that, or Life. And so I think it was After Life. I think After Death, something like that. And I tell you, man, it was a great movie. It was a great movie. It encouraged me to continue to share God's message, continue to spread light, continue to spread hope. Some people had these near-death experiences where they were given other chances to come back. When some of them weren't given chances, like, oh, it's not your time yet, you got to go back. You know, but guys, listen, spread love, spread hope, spread joy to whomever you come across, because you don't know what that person might be going through. You don't know what that person might be experiencing. That's kind of very, very important to, we can talk about faith, we can talk about hope, but love will change. If you do everything, your foundation is set, your foundation is secure, and it's strong, and it's built on love, it will withstand everything that comes. It will withstand the storms that come. It will withstand everything. It will withstand everything. You know, that's because you want to make sure you're a wise builder. You want to make sure that you're not a foolish builder. You want to make sure that what you are building is built on a strong foundation. And I would encourage you to build that foundation on the Word of God. And I would encourage you to build that foundation out of love. Out of love. You know, even when people don't believe the same way I believe, you know, I love you. I love you. It's not going to change my faith. It's not going to change my belief. I'm going to still love you because God loves you. You know, and guys, you know, sometimes do we make mistakes? Yes. Are we perfect? Christianity is not about being perfect. It's about saying, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to do what God has called me to do. I'm going to follow you. You know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with everything. Love the Lord your God. Love God. You know, love your neighbor. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Treat people the way you want to be treated. You know, sometimes I listen to people and we laugh when people are rude to other people. We laugh until those same people are rude to us. Then it's not funny. But listen to this. Some things you sweat and some things, it's a time to talk. There's a time not to talk. So sometimes, guys, there's a time for you to say what you got to say. And there's time for you to say, hey, time for me to be quiet. But you know, guys, do what God has called you to do. Love. Love. It starts with love. And if you haven't been loving your neighbor as you as you would have them, if you haven't been loving your neighbor like you love yourself, it's time to repent. Repent. Lord, please forgive me for not loving people the way you would have me to love. Please forgive me, Lord. And get it right. You know, you hear that statement, love a sinner, but hate the sin. Yeah. We're all sinners saved by grace. We're all sinners saved by grace, by God's grace. You love that person. I cannot judge you. I can love you. And sometimes that loving comes with rebuke. So sometimes, because I love you, I got to tell you this is what is going on and this is what's happening. That's a part of love, too. So love is not just that funny feeling that you say, that funny feeling you have inside. Sometimes love is action. Sometimes that love is, look, I love you, so I got to tell you, your breath stinks. Or I got to love you, tell you, this is what is happening. And when you love someone, you love them. Tell them the truth. Tell them the truth because you love them. But that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. That's probably really the gist of it, honestly, about love, about loving your neighbor, about loving the people and showing love to people because people are hurting. People are going through. And listen, we're about to go into this, they already have Christmas things already up. They had Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas stuff in one store. So, we're about to head toward the Thanksgiving, Christmas holidays. Guys, for me, what I went through. I'm saying I didn't go through it, but I was there. Yeah, I did. I was with my mother. I was with her. So I did go through to a certain point. The other point, she had finished the rest of her journey. But, it's going on. We're going on to the end of 2 years without her being here. And it's been the hardest. You hear me? It's been hard. And I'm thankful for everything. I thank the Lord for everything. But it has been hard. I'll be lying if I said it wasn't. And I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about people. And ultimately, guys, it's about just doing what God has called you to do. And the biggest thing I'm renewed in for myself is doing what God, recommitting myself to what God has called me to do. I feel like God has called me to do, and spreading that love, spreading that hope, spreading that joy, and encouraging other people to spread that hope, spread that love, spread that joy. The grace of these things is love. 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 Listen, one thing I learned is this too. Everyone's not going to love the way you love. Everyone's not going to think love. Listen, one thing I learned is this too. Yeah, you guys are here. I clicked the wrong thing. One of the things I did learn and even realize, listen, everyone, just like everyone does not communicate the same, everyone is different. Guess what? Everyone's not going to do what you do. Everyone's not going to go to the extent that you would go to. And I recently learned that I was at, doing something, and I was around some people, and I just thought that they would have done what I would have done. But guess what? Everyone doesn't communicate the same way. But it's all about communication, and the way you love is the way you love. The way you give, the way you communicate is the way you communicate. One thing I'm going to ask you to do is communicate in love. Communicate with love as your foundation, and then you can see what God will do and can do in your life. So you love, and you show that love by treating people the way you want to be treated. You show that love by giving people the same respect that you want to receive. That's what it's all about. It's all about that. And one of the things I've learned is this, guys, at some point in time, it's time to say, let me focus and do what God has called me to do. And then when you do that thing, you do it out of love. So when you give out of love. If you're preaching, you're preaching out of love. If you're singing, You're spreading that gift out of love. If you're giving, you're giving out of love. But you can't say, I love God, but hate your brother. That means you're not being honest. You know what they say in, you know, First John 4:19, you know, we love because he first loved us. You know, so you love. Then you spread it love. You do everything that you do out of love. What could happen if we do everything out of love? Not out of envy. Not out of, oh, I'm going to be shady. Not out of, oh, I'm going to be vindictive. No, you do it out of love. You live your life. You do what God's called you to do out of love. So what would happen if you decide to do it things out of love? People can experience God through you. They can experience Christ through you when you put on Jesus Christ, when you become like Christ, and you go out there and you make a difference in the world. You go out there and you spread hope to the world. You go out there and you be like that tree planted on the hill, that city planted on the hill. I said tree. Like a city planted on a hill. You're allowing your light to shine, allowing everyone to see God in and through you. Just imagine what would happen if you were to do that. You know, Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, it says this, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Now, be that light. Be that change agent. And guess what? It's okay if everyone doesn't think the same way you think. It is okay if you'll do everything the exact way that everyone else does it. Are you doing what God has called you to do? You would say you might have the same message, but a different way of delivering it. Do what God has called you to do. What has God given and placed in your hand? What gifts do you have? What talents do you have? Use those talents correctly. Spend your money wisely. Develop the gifts that God has given you and do what he's called you to do. Be the salt and the light. Be that salt. Be the salt of the earth. Be the light. Be a light. Share love. Spread love. Spread hope. Spread peace. But whatever you do, do it out of love. You know, I have a couple people on, and sometimes I like to sometimes ask people, you know, what is your take on the whole thing about love? What is your take on the whole thing of love, about love? Hey, what's going on? Isaac is here. I says, listening to others and being a safe space, I believe is what I'm called to do. Amen, Isaac. Listening to others and being a safe space, I believe is what I'm called to do. Go ahead. Listening to others. Listening to others. You know, one of the things that when I became a therapist, right, I thought first the therapists were supposed to tell people, this is what you need to do. You need to do X, Y, and Z. I remember the first class I had, they were like, that is not what therapy is about. Counseling is about you listening, and then you're helping the other person come to their own conclusions. You might give them suggestions. Have you considered this? But more so, you're listening. You know, so therapy is not about telling people. It's about really listening. So being that, listening to others, and be in a safe space. How many of us need to have a safe space? A safe space. I'm getting tongue twisted. How many of us have a safe space where we can just be ourselves and talk to people and talk to that person talks to you with no judgment? And you don't have to worry about them throwing whatever you share to them in your face. You know, how many of you guys have that? I tell you, at this point in my life, I'm like, only thing you have to do is show me that you're going to do that. I'm not going to deal with you. You know, I'm not going to deal with you. You know, okay, I says, yes, I'm going to get my master's in either clinical psychology or social work. All right, I wish you the best in that. If you want to talk to me about that, Isaac, I can give you some more insight if you don't know or whatever. Just hit me up later if you want to. But that's good, man. That is good. And hearing you say that, Isaac, I was wondering to myself, is Isaac going to be a therapist? You know, so is you in that same line of work? That's good. I can give you some suggestions and things like that. You know, man, that's cool. That's so cool, Isaac. Because guess what? People need to have a safe space. Red, yellow, black, and white. They're all precious in his sight. You know, right? So, and then even more so, the black community, even more so, needs to have another black, either clinical psychologist or social worker or therapist. You know, give hope. But give hope to whoever comes your way. You love people. You love them where they are. I love people. I love working with people. You know, yeah, Isaac, especially as black men. Yeah. And love, spread love, spread hope, spread joy. What would happen? What would happen if you spread hope, you spread love? And you create a safe place for people to talk, a safe place where they're not going to be judged, a safe space. You know, so Isaac, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, Isaac. I commend you on that. We're talking about love. What's going on? What's going on? How you doing over there, young man? You know, listen to this. So God is doing his thing, and I'm just encouraging everyone to do what God has called you to do. Move forth, go forth in what God has called you to do. Have that picture, that image of where you are believing God's going to take you, and then go in that direction. Do that thing. Become that person. Become that man. Become that woman. And make a difference. But whatever you do, do it out of love. Do it out of love. You know, what would happen if we were to, you know, I read this somewhere, guys, and someone had this on my page. I think I put it on my page, right? And it's about, the whole thing about ego. The whole thing about ego. Sometimes, guys, we're trying so hard to fight the whole thing of who's saying I'm sorry because of the ego. Okay, here it is. I saw this meme, right? Someone, it says this, right? It says, apologizing does not always mean you're wrong and the other person is right. It just means you value your friendship more than your ego. Mm. Okay, someone said, I strongly disagree with you. No, listen. Sometimes, guys, people love to debate. But I'm going to read this thing again. You guys tell me what you think. Apologizing does not always mean you're wrong and the other person right. It just means you value your friendship more than your ego. You know, and sometimes, guys, sometimes that is true. Ooh, someone just said, basically, they disagree. They said they're not afraid to lose someone if that isn't afraid of losing them. You know, so, okay. You say husbands do it all the time? You know, listen, we got to do better. We got to do better. We all have to do better. That ego does play a role. Robert Charles, I literally just read that a few minutes ago. That's confirmation. Okay, Robert. Because, you know, I read somebody who just disagreed with that. But sometimes, guys, our ego gets in the way. Sometimes our ego gets in the way of loving people. Sometimes we become so, I've got to be right. Listen, sometimes it's time to say, okay. My mother and I came to this thing of I agree to disagree. And it's funny. She learned all these different things. And I said, Mom, where'd you get that from? She said, I learned it from you. And so when I would come upset, she's like, I agree to disagree. You're using it incorrectly. No, I'm joking. But for real. Robert said, literally, I just read that a few minutes ago. That's confirmation. You know, listen, sometimes our ego gets in the way. that it's hard for us to love the way God has called us to love because our ego is so big. And sometimes, guys, it isn't about being right. Sometimes it's about saying, you know what? If you're wrong, you're wrong. And then sometimes it's about, you know what? Let's get beyond this because you mean more to me. But what happens if we do things out of love? Not out of manipulation, but out of love. Not out of control, but out of love. What would happen if we said, you know what, let's move the ego aside. Lord, have your way in my life. You know, do we ever consider that sometimes if we were, sometimes, guys, we miss out on God because we do not allow ourselves to get out of the way. And sometimes we miss God. We miss God because we're trying to do it our way, and God's trying to get us to do it his way. You know, what would happen if we were to just say, you know what, Lord, I'm listening to you. I am listening to you. I'm going to love. Let me get the ego out the way. Because guess what? We don't know everything. And guess what? It's fine because we are in this process of learning. We are in this thing together. We're in this thing called life. We're here in this world together. Thing together. You know, that's the only part I know about that song, okay? You know, but we're in this thing together. So love. Love the person you're with. Love your family. Love God. Serve God. Keep God number one. And then love. I am well. Keep me in prayer for sure. Definitely will keep you in prayer, Alicia. Definitely will keep you in prayer. I'm glad you're doing well and you're hanging in there. You know, I'm going to ask you guys, keep me in prayer as well. You know, this is the ending of the second year. So it's like the last, you know, almost a month and a half, close to almost a month and a half. No, just about 5-6 weeks, 2 years ago. My mom was alive. She was here. So, but I'm staying focused. I'm in a good place right now, and I'm moving forward. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to keep you in my thoughts and prayers. Alicia, please give me your thoughts and prayers as well. And let's pray for one another. Because guess what? This season is a trigger for a lot of us. This is a trigger for a lot of us, whether we experience a lot of death and you start thinking about who's here and who's not here. You know, so this season that we're coming into is a season that, guys, I'm just going to just encourage and tell everyone, if someone comes across your mind, just be extra sensitive. You know, spread some hope. Smile. Give a fist bump if you need to. Let the person know, hey, I'm thinking about you. I'm praying about you. Say something nice. Be extra kind this season because we don't know what people are going through. Be extra kind. Be extra sensitive. You know, let your light shine even more so. You know, so this is that time. This is that time, and I'm recognizing it. And before it comes, you know, so there are lots of things that I've got to do on my end that I'm focusing on doing for the rest of this year. But I just want to encourage you tonight to spread that hope and to spread that love. I'm keeping you in prayer, Alicia. Keep you in prayer. And guys, I pray that, and I pray for those of you who are listening right now, who are going through, who are dealing with things, praying for you, praying that you will remain strong, praying that you will not give up hope. We all experience life. We all do go through something at some point in time. You know, so guys, let's pray for one another. Bob says, please keep in your prayers. I'm taking care of both of my elderly parents. At times it gets tough, but I keep on pushing. Praise God, Robert. Listen, my dad is in a different state, so I do understand about taking care of my mom. She was still kind of young though, so I'm praying for you, Robert. We're praying for you while you take care of both your parents. And it does get hard at times, you know. And now that my mom's gone, I was like, man, I don't mind doing that. I loved it. I love giving back to her because she gave to me. You know, so I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. You know, guys, you know, when it's our time, it's our time. So I say enjoy every moment. Enjoy the hard times. Enjoy those things. Because my mom's not here. You know, so I don't have the opportunity to do that any longer for her. But I still have my father, though. And I'm grateful that I still have one of my parents. But you have both your parents. And so I'm praying for you, Robert. It can become hard. Just keep the faith. Keep going strong, man. Keep going strong. Build those memories. You know, take pictures. Do the videos. All those different things. And everything you're doing, I know, Robert, that you're doing it out of love. So I'm praying for Alicia. Lord God, I pray, God, that you'll touch Alicia and whatever it is that Alicia's going through and dealing with in her life, Lord God. Thank you, God, that you can meet every need that she has. I praise you, God, that she knows that she can count on you. And I thank you, Lord, for keeping her, for surrounding her with your ministering angels and just keeping her mind in perfect peace, Lord. Lord, I pray that she'll continue to keep her mind stayed on you, Lord God. And I pray, God, that you'll continue to lead and guide her right now. And I thank you, God, that her tears have not been for naught, but that you've heard her tears, you've heard her prayers. And I pray, God, that you will answer her prayers, Lord God, and give her that peace that surpasses all understanding. And Lord, I pray for Robert, Lord, that I pray, be God, that you'll bless me with Robert, give him the strength as he is taking care of both of his elderly parents. Lord God, I pray, God, that you will re-energize his spirit and pray, Father God, that he will just rest in you and that you will continue to restore him, bless him, encourage him, Lord, so he can keep on doing what you called him to do in this season of his life. Lord, I pray for those who are going through right now, those who are experiencing grief, those who are grieving. Lord, I pray, God, you'll give them hope. I pray, God, that you'll give them that blessed assurance that they will rest in you and in your ability. And, Lord, God, I pray that you'll give them that peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Lord, God, I pray for those who did not say anything, that you will meet their needs, whatever it is that they are experiencing and going through right now. Give them hope. Give them faith. And I pray, dear God, that everything that we do, we will do it out of love. So, Lord God, I pray you bless your people, you encourage your people, and give them peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So that's my prayer for you guys tonight. Listen, spread that love. Spread that hope. Spread that love, spread that hope, come on. Spread that love, spread that hope, come on. Just sort of spread it. Spread it. Be that light wherever you are. Be that hope for someone. Because you never know what people are going through. You never know the challenges that people are going through. I remember there's some times when I felt like I was like ready. I was like, I'm done with this life. And God's like, this is not your time yet. And I was like, I am done. But God said, it's not your time yet. Listen, spread love, spread hope. We're not promised tomorrow. So be positive. Be a positive person today. Spread love. Spread hope. You'll know whose life you're touching. So if you're God, it's funny. I was talking to someone earlier today, like the whole thing about loving. Loving yourself, loving what God has given you, loving your talents. If you're a singer, loving your voice. If you're a songwriter, loving your ability to write songs to convey the message. And you go ahead and you spread that message. Because guess what? You're going to touch someone's life. You might not touch a million copies, a million people here and a million people there, but then you might. But you touch the people you are supposed to touch. The question is, do you hold on to something that can help someone, or do you help them? And again, I said this at the top of the program, I'm saying it again, it's not always about money. Just because you say you love someone doesn't mean you have to give them money. It's not about that. It's about spreading hope. It's about spreading peace. It's about spreading joy. Listen. I was talking with someone, and I said, until you've gone to a third world country, you've seen what they look like, what they're going through, Listen, you better be grateful here in the States. Be grateful for what you have, because there's someone out here who doesn't even have a tenth of what you have. And we can complain about what we don't have. There's someone who out there who wish they had what you have. No, spread love. Spread hope. Spread joy. The greatest things between hope and faith, between all those things, all those different virtues, the greatest of these, it says in 1 Corinthians 13, faith, hope, and love, the greatest one is love. So love, guys. Love. If you do everything out of love, then you are on the best path. Be that light, spread that light, and love. I'm going to say God bless you. Thank you guys for coming through, those who came through tonight. I want to hear about some people's praise stories or praise reports, you know, next week when you guys come through. Not even next week, on Thursday if you come through. You know, let's talk about some praise reports. What has God done for you in your life? What is God doing in your life right now? I just want to say God bless you. Please come pray for our ministry, Fire Hearts Ministries. Please pray for the Heart of Love radio show. God bless you. Be that light wherever you are. Be that light wherever you are. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now be that light and do everything that you do out of love.